morning, traders. I am Emily Bonnie, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, April 27th. Markets are looking for a rebound, and investors are hoping for some strong earnings to make up for losses after yesterday's steep downturn. Yesterday, the NASDAQ slipped further into bear territory, closing down nearly 4%. The index is now 23% off its record high from earlier in the year. Meanwhile, the Dow shed more than 800 points, and the S&P 500 closed in the red, down 2.8%. But today is a new day. Bill, let's get into today with what is going on in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you this morning? Yeah, I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are showing a positive gain of 0.64% this morning. They're strong. They're in the green. That's positive. You look at the major equity indices and overseas, and they're mainly positive. So that's nice to see. So we will be getting a little bit of a bounce back this morning from yesterday's tech sell-off. Specifically, I'm looking at the markets in Asia, and I noticed Hong Kong's up, about 11 points or 0.06%. China really did have a big turnaround. They jumped like 2.5% last night. Tokyo dropped a little over 300 points or about 1%. But Europe this morning is higher. I have London up 43 points. I have Germany up like 5 points. I still think there's still some caution in the air. Apparently, Russia turned off natural gas flows to Poland and Bulgaria over a payment dispute. They want to be paid in rubles rather than euros or dollars. And that's a developing situation. But the market's continuing to digest, earnings reports. It's continuing to, have concerns about next week's FOMC meeting. So I'm expecting these markets to continue to be choppy. I expect this thing to continue until next Wednesday when we have that FOMC announcement, where I suspect they're going to raise interest rates by a half basis point. But we'll have to wait and see, but expect some volatility in the market to continue because we got a lot of good earnings report and we got economic concerns. Looking at oil's trading slightly higher. You get the WTI at 101.96 a barrel and Brent crude is at 105.25 cents a barrel. So that's up about a quarter of 1%. But we are showing gains in the S&Ps up 0.59%. They were up over a full percentage point earlier, but it's about earnings and economic activity, which is reason for the market movement today, Emily.
Said it. It's about earnings activity right now, and there are a number of big names that did release and a number of big names upcoming. So give us a rundown of what to be watching in terms of earnings action.
Oh yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about Skechers, the footwear company. That's ticker SKX, Sam Kilo X-Ray. These guys beat by 5 cents. They did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 6.23% this morning. Boyd Gaming, I told you there's a lot of positivity in the casino stocks. Well, Boyd Gaming, ticker BYD, Boy Yellow David, they beat by 17 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.32% this morning. Mondelez, that's ticker MDLZ, Michael David, Larry Zebra. They beat by 10 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Stock's up 1.34% this morning. I was cautious here because I didn't like the option trading ahead of this one. Then we have Texas Instruments. That's ticker TXN, Tom, X-Ray, Nancy. They also beat by 17 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. But their guidance is a question. That's why the stock's down 3.31% this morning. Visa really delivered a nice strong beat. They beat by 14 cents on higher revenue. Visa, this morning is up 5.71%. Google or Alphabet, ticker GOOG, they missed by $1.34 on lower revenue. That's why the stock's down 4.40% this morning. Microsoft, on the other hand, they beat by 4 cents. Cloud revenue still looks good, you know. So, and the Xbox sales are still good. You look at Microsoft; it's up 3.73% at $2.80 a share, and it looks like more gains are still to come. We're looking at Chubb, ticker CU, Charlie Boy, ticker CB, Charlie Boy. They beat by 35 cents. Stock hasn't started trading yet, so we'll have to see. But that was an interesting beat. And came out this morning. Boeing came out and they missed by $2.63. But this is a turnaround. They expect to be turned around in the second half of this year. Expect to be, you know, producing. They're having some issues delivering some planes, which they should be able to catch up with and start delivering those planes in the second half of this year. So I think we're going to see friendly skies for the rest of the year out on shares of Boeing, ticker BA. In terms of upcoming earnings this afternoon, it's going to be another wild one. We got Facebook, ticker FB. Their earnings per share estimate is $2.62, and the expected move here is 12.43%. That market's really cautious on Facebook. Qualcomm, ticker QCOM, Quinton, Charlie, Oscar, Mary. EPS estimate here is $2.91, and the expected move here is 7.65%. Amgen, ticker AMGN, Apple, Mary, Grace, Nancy. EPS estimate is $4.20, and the expected move here is 3.58%. PayPal, ticker PYPL, Paul, Yellow, Paul, Larry. EPS estimates here are 88 cents. The expected move is 11.90%. A little cautious here. I'm cautious on PayPal. I don't like the way things are headed for the stock. Merck, ticker MRK, Michael Richard Kilo. EPS estimate is $1.81, and the expected move is 3.41%. McDonald's, ticker MCD, Michael Charlie David. EPS estimate is $2.18, and the expected move here is 3.16%. Remember, 9% of their revenue came from Russia, which they really haven't accounted for yet. Caterpillar, ticker CAT, Charlie Apple Tom. EPS estimates here are $2.66, and the expected move here is 4.78%. But that's what I have for you in terms of upcoming earnings, Emily.
And Bill, you said it, the other thing that remains in the spotlight is the economy, and we are sort of anticipating that FOMC meeting next week, but there's still reports to watch in the meantime that can give us insights on the state of the economy. So what are the economic reports we should be watching for today?
Well, at 8:30 a.m. This morning, we have a couple reports coming out. We have the international trade in goods. This is an advanced number. This is important. Then we have some, you know, not as important reports. We have also at 8:30, we have the retail sales, retail inventories advanced report that's due out, and the wholesale inventories advanced report that's due out. Then at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, we have the EIA oil stockpiles report. This will be interesting. This could, move some markets a little bit. So we want to pay attention to oil around 10:30 this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports today, Emily.
And speaking of insights, you know, these headlines that come across the news wire provide a lot of insight and information into stocks, into companies, into where the market's going to be heading, to see the things that may move the market before those moves happen. And you're able to do this, to watch that information, to catch those insights by using your newswire alerts and breaking them down so you can see things by sector, by segments, by events, earnings, buybacks, guidance. So I know you're checking it out this morning. So let us know what could possibly move the markets today.
Well, you know, listen, I'm watching my FANG stocks as my indicator for the S&Ps. So, you know, we're looking at them. Obviously, we're seeing, you know, some losses in Google and Facebook. But Amazon's up. Netflix is still trading a little weak. But, that's an indication that the S&Ps may not be able to hold these gains this morning. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I'm looking at the news behind the headlines. Amazon, you know, there's an indication out there that Prime Day is going to, you know, stay in the third quarter. Remember last year, we said that they moved Prime Day from the second quarter to the third quarter, which was, you know, that's a big revenue event for them. And it looks like they're going to be keeping in the third quarter this year. We're talking Apple. Obviously, their earnings are coming out tomorrow afternoon. Implied volatility is at 84. 52-week range is 19 to 41, so we're expecting some big price movement in Apple. Facebook, ticker FB, or Metadata, Meta Solutions, expectations really are for them to deliver their slowest revenue growth since the IPO. And if you remember that IPO, it really did sell off hard when they came out, when they had to readjust their advertising model significantly in order to achieve what they've done over the last few years. So I'm cautious here on Facebook. I think you're going to have see some weakness all day today in the stock. Google, YouTube revenue, growth has slowed. I mean, their revenue in the search and the cloud, hey, it remains strong, but YouTube revenue was kind of, one of the reasons why the stock's a little weak this morning. We're moving over to our Dow Jones 30 alert. What do we see out here is Walmart, ticker WMT. You know that Walmart Plus subscription service that they offer, similar to Amazon's Prime service? Well, they said Wednesday that they expanded the availability of fuel discounts to more Exxon and Mobil locations. So if you're a Walmart Plus user or subscriber, you get cheaper gas at Exxon and Mobil. That's not bad. Talking Goldman Sachs, ticker GS, Gray Sam, Goldman Sachs is buying a minority stake in TV ad measurement company iSpot TV for $325 million. And Johnson & Johnson, filing lawsuits against HIV drug counterfeit distributors. There's three of them that they filed suit against. We're talking merger news out there. And the first one that I want to bring to everyone's attention is Mattel, ticker MAT, Michael Appletom. Mattel has held talks about a leveraged buyout, and they're talking to firms like Apollo Global out there. So, and also Al Catterton. So we'll see if something happens. I wouldn't be surprised if they do take the company private. Also Spartan Nash, that's ticker SPTN, Sam Paul, Tom Nancy. They're attracting some acquisition interest, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see them as a takeover candidate. Remember, we're still at low interest rates, and now is the time you might want to be taking companies off the table, bringing them private while, and then doing a re-IPO in a year or so. We're talking guidance news. Let's talk Skechers, that's ticker SKX. Stock's up, as we were saying, it's trading higher this morning. It's up 5%. But, they came out and they see that the second quarter EPS coming in between 50 and 55 cents with a street estimate I saw out there was 75 cents. So that's a widespread. Texas Instrument, they're seeing Q2 EPS of $1.84 to $2.26. The consensus street estimate is $2.27. So that's light on TXN, Tom, X-Ray, Nancy. As I mentioned, that's why the stock's trading off 4% this morning. And General Motors, they're seeing full year 2022 EPS of $6.50 to $7.50. Well, the street estimate is at $6.70. So that looks positive to me for shares of GM today. Moving on into some, shareholder meetings that are going on today. There's a lot of them. 9 a.m. we're having shareholders meetings from BorgWarner, ticker BWA, Boy William Apple, and Kimberly Clark, ticker KMB, Kilo Michael Boy. At 9:30, Cigna, ticker CI, Charlie India will be having their annual shareholders meeting. And at 11 a.m., we're going to hear from WW Granger, that's ticker GWW, Grace William, and also the New York Times, ticker NYP. Nancy Yellow Paul, they're all having their annual shareholders meetings today. In terms of buyback news, Valley National Bank Corp, that's ticker VLY, Victor Larry Yellow, they announced a $25 million share buyback program. And Google, ticker GOG, Alphabet's board authorized the repurchasing of up to an additional $70 billion of Class C shares. So that's a big buyback. But that's what we have for you in terms of news hitting the alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Well, today it's CHRW, Charlie Henry Richard Williams. This is C.H. Robertson. It's a trucking company. Earnings are out this afternoon. EPS is, $1.54. And the expected move here is 8.68%. That's a big number. I'm seeing a number of recent price target upgrades and, rating upgrades in the stock recently. I'm looking at the option data, and it looks positive to me. It really does. And, the CEO's talking about the positive momentum. The business remains strong as demand for their global suite of services for their digital freight platform continues to grow. I'm kind of thinking it could breach the 101 level, so I'm hoping to get in at, 150 around there, if it breaks that level. But, if I see the gains before the close, I'm going to take them. I'll tell you that right now. But I do think that we do have a possibility for a nice little pop in CHRW when they release earnings later this afternoon, Emily.
Bill, we will watch that along with you and stay with us, because coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Let's talk about Greenbox. That's ticker GBOX, Grace Boy, Oscar X-Ray. They just changed their auditor to Simon & Edwards. It's never really a positive when a firm changes auditors. Apple, their self-service repair available in the U.S. is going to be expanding to additional countries. WillScot Mobile Mini acquires regional storage service provider, that's ticker WSC. Boeing continues to see passenger traffic returning to 2019 levels in 2023, 2024. Boeing delivered 95 airplane deliveries in Q1 versus 77 a year ago, and on track to deliver positive cash flow in 2022. T-Mobile, that's T-Mus, Tom Michael under Sam. They raised their full year 2022 adjusted EBITDA to $25.8 billion to $26.2 billion, which is, a little higher than it was before, 25.6 to 26.1. Owens Corning, that's ticker OC, they see near-term U.S. residential housing market remaining strong. Salesforce, ticker CRM, Charlie Richard Mary, expanding flow automation suite, now delivers more than 1 trillion monthly automations. CEO from T-Mobile says they're somewhat insulated from inflation. That's kind of true. Microsoft beats on earnings after raising prices for Office. Ticker AIMC, Apple India, Michael Charlie, they did a new 300 million share repurchasing program. Ticker XPEV, X-Ray, Paul, Edward, Victor. Deutsche Bank just calls a catalyst call buy idea. That's all I'm seeing this morning in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Before we go, Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Chubb Limited. Yesterday, the company reported core operating income for the quarter was $1.64 billion, and that was up from $1.14 billion a year earlier. Bill, it wasn't a great day for the markets yesterday, but the stock did open not too far off your entry price and had a bit of a spike. So tell us, how did your call go yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it worked out. I mean, with what we were saying was we really wanted to get in under that 205 level. That's really where it opened up at. I mean, it opened up, traded a little lower, right under to 204, under in the 204 range, and then it just started to run, and it ran all the way up to 209. So yeah, it did beat the 1% gain for the day that we were looking for. It closed out at it closed out a little lower, 203.40. I haven't, but when they came out with that 35 cent beat, that was really positive. So I do think you're going to see some, momentum in the stock. I look at the stock and the spread is so wide. It's like $25 wide right now. So I do think you're going to see some gains showing up in shares of Chubb this morning when the market opens, ticker CB. But it did match that, with the entry points we gave, it did get a beat on of 1%. So that is a positive trade from yesterday, Emily.
Bill, like you always tell us, you take that gain when you see it. Your advice also for today, knowing these choppy and volatile trading sessions. And we will be sure to check in with you tomorrow about today's C.H. Robinson pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.